In Gethsemane our destiny hung in the balance, September 16. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here, while I shall pray. As Christ left the disciples, bidding them pray for themselves and for him, he selected three, Peter, James, and John, and went still farther into the seclusion of the garden. These three disciples had seen his transfiguration, they had seen the heavenly visitors, Moses and Elias, talking with Jesus, and Christ desired their presence with him on this occasion also. Christ expressed his desire for human sympathy, and then withdrawing himself from them about a stone's cast, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless not my will, but thine, be done. The superhuman agony with which he had been wrestling had brought him to his disciples, longing for human companionship. But he was disappointed, they did not bring to him the help he expected from them. Hear that agonizing prayer of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. While the disciples were sleeping beneath the spreading branches of the olive trees, the Son of Man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, was prostrate upon the cold earth. As the agony of soul came upon him, large blood drops of perspiration were forced from his pores, and with the falling dew moistened the sod of Gethsemane. Here the mysterious cup trembled in his hand. Here the destiny of a lost world was hanging in the balance. Should he wipe the blood drops from his brow and root from his soul the guilt of a perishing world, which was placing him, all innocent, all undeserving, under the penalty of a just law? Should he refuse to become sinners' substitute and surety? Refuse to give them another trial, another probation? Separation from his Father, the punishment for transgression and sin, was to fall upon him in order to magnify God's law and testify to its immutability. And this was to settle forever the controversy between the Prince of God and Satan in regard to the changeless character of that law. The majesty of heaven was as one bewildered with agony. No human being could endure such suffering, but Christ had contemplated the struggle. He had said to his disciples, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Now is the hour, and the power of darkness,